Hello and welcome to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. It is actually 1930 UTC, but it is 1:13 a.m. here locally for me. Who am I? My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman. And where are we going with this today? Well, the most important thing that I've done today so far is to assemble a bunch of fireworks, mostly very large rockets. And I have placed them near my door because, that's right, today is New Year's Eve for some people. If you use the Occidental calendar, and if today is December 31st in your world, then this is New Year's Eve, and there will be a new year starting tomorrow. My new year doesn't start for another 5 or 6 weeks, so I'm not all that thrilled about it, but, you know, any excuse to light off fireworks. I don't care whose new year it is. It's fireworks time here. So, if you've got a new year that that shows up sometime not at the end of December, at the beginning of February, or in April, give me a call. Let me know when it is, and I'll add it to my fireworks calendar. In sports news, the Sunderland-Liverpool game from yesterday ended 1-0 in favor of Liverpool. And if you remember, I predicted that it would be 2-0 or 3-1. But it did not turn out that way. Liverpool had a number of opportunities to get a second goal, some that were on a silver platter, as far as I'm concerned. But they did not, in fact, manage to get the ball in the net that second time. So, 1-0 it is. And this means Sunderland is still languishing near the bottom of the table. I think they're in second to last place. They are in the relegation zone. They are quite a number of points away from safety. Hopefully, they'll be able to straighten themselves out a little bit and not get relegated. I would hate to see Sunderland get relegated. They're kind of one of my, I don't want to say my dark horse teams, but I really like Sunderland and Newcastle for some reason, just because they're always battling it out. There's also a slight possibility that there's something wrong with that clock. Oh, and I just remembered I need to run over to the store, but I will do that in a little bit when it's no longer rush hour, because I don't want to drive out there right now. Oh, what do I feel like doing today? Boy, oh boy, I've got a number of hours to wait until I can light any fireworks. And there's no games on. And I checked to see if there was anything on TV. And of course there isn't. Oh, I already filled up the cat's bowls. She's got fresh food, fresh water. Oh, I'm kind of bored. I feel like I want to drill some holes in things, but I'm reminded that some of my drill bits aren't very drill bitty anymore. They drill holes, but they don't drill good holes. And there's this one that I really need. I think it's my quarter inch bit. And when you try to drill a quarter inch hole, the hole is more than a quarter inch in diameter at the top. And everything's messed up. And I haven't figured out why this is until I remembered. At one point in time, I was downstairs, and I think I was down in the basement with somebody else, and we were trying to move some stuff around, and my little container of drill bits got knocked off the table that they sit on, and they all fell on the floor. And that was a real pain in the ass, because this was a while ago now. And I still haven't tried to put them back in the right places, because they've all spilled out and they're all almost the same size as each other. And I didn't want to spend any time sorting them out. I'd have to get out a caliper, figure out the exact diameter of these drill bits, and put them back in their respective slots. And I still haven't done that completely. I feel terrible, but anyway, I have a feeling that when these drill bits fell onto the nice hard concrete floor, could they have gotten bent? Or did the quarter inch one, did the little pointy part get whacked out and that's why I can't drill a hole right? I don't know what's going on. And it's kind of taking me off. But on the other hand, in a way, it's kind of making me happy because maybe this will give me the excuse I need to go out and buy some good drill bits, because these drill bits I had, I don't know if they came from a dollar store or where, but they're not of good quality. I can only use less than half of them to begin with due to the chuck in my drill, and blah, 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 blah. So now I'm thinking about going out and buying some new drill bits. And I'm trying to think of all the drill bits I need, because that's the only thing in the world that I need to do. Because when I'm boxing, or when I'm building robots, whenever I'm doing anything, all I ever need to do is make holes. I need to make a hole for an LED, or I need to make a hole for a switch, or I need to make a hole for something. And I never have the right size drill bits. I only have like one. I have like a 5/16 drill bit, which is good for something. I think it's for drilling holes for LED holders, maybe? I can't remember, but regardless. And then to make things worse, my drill bits, all the drill bits, the shank is the same diameter as the bit itself. So if the bit itself is larger than the chuck of my drill, I can't use it. And of course, all the holes I need to drill are bigger than what my drill can handle. So I'm going to have to bite the bullet and go out and buy actual good quality drill bits. But oh my god, you have any idea how much good quality drill bits cost? It's ridiculous. So obviously this hasn't been on the top of my list, and I haven't been able to drill any holes for a number of months now. I need to drill holes so much that I also need to get some more hole saws. I only have like one hole saw, and it only makes, well, it makes more than one size of hole, but if that size is greater than a quarter inch in either direction of the hole saw itself, then you're done. Why do I need to drill so many holes? I just do. Although, I am thinking about a lamp. I'm thinking about a style of lamp that's going to require me to drill a bunch of holes in some masonite or some plywood or something. I haven't gotten around to making that yet, but I've got the idea all mapped out in my head. And as I look out the window, I notice that there's a rabbit hopping around in the snow. He's just wandering around, making rabbity footprints. But back to talking about tools here. You know what I was thinking? Do I want a router? And when I say a router, of course, I do not mean a computer thingy that you plug Cat 5 cables into. I'm talking about the woodworking device. And every once in a while, I think that I need one, or that I want one for some bizarre reason. And the only bizarre reason that I have for wanting one now is I would like to make little channels in wood. You know, just make like a quarter inch deep and maybe a 5/8 inch wide little round channel. And so then I can get long boards like a 2x12 that's maybe 4 feet long, and I can make little channels like bobsled runs down this board, and then I can roll marbles down it. Now, does that mean I need to go out and buy a probably multi-hundred dollar router? And who knows how much router bits cost? They're probably super expensive, because I know that making machine knives like that costs a lot of money. And so maybe I should just find somebody. Do I know anybody with a router? Here, make some tracks in this board so I can play with marbles and so I can entertain myself and my cat. Huh, maybe I should just go look to see how much routers cost. That seems like a lot of money to spend just to be able to roll some marbles around, when in fact I could use something like a brand new set of drill beds instead. Well, let's just face it, I'm not going to be buying any new tools anytime soon. I mean, all I really need is a set of security bits and a soldering iron. Oh, soldering iron. You know, I probably could use a new soldering iron too. I've been using the same $7 from Radio Shack soldering iron piece of junk for the last 20 years, and it is not working out for me. I need, not anymore. Oh geez, I need to get the good thing. You know, a couple years ago I had a really nice soldering iron. It was cool, and it was one of those little dinky ones that you wear it on your finger. You know, you just Velcro the little finger thingy on and you crank that thing up to heat and you just point at things to solder them. And that was really fun and outrageously fast. You could drop all the components in a board and solder them up in like a minute. Hundreds of components. You just solder those little monsters. It was also really good for SMT because it was teeny tiny. I mean, that the point on that thing was like a darning needle or even smaller. And so, you know, once you got all those little stupid SMT components glued down, then you can just get in there and ding, 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 solder those bad boys. But that thing, even though I still have it, and even though it sort of halfway works, it's not reliable, because the socket in which the soldering elements sit in is loose, and so when they're loose, then they don't heat, and so it's more trouble than it's worth. And I've tried modifying a regular soldering iron. I ground the tip down so it's a freaking needle, but you know, it doesn't do any good. You need a tiny chisel point, and it's a nightmare. My life sucks. I need a new soldering iron. Remind me to put that on the list. But on the other hand, have I been soldering anything lately? Ooh, not lately. Like, not within the last 6 months. I feel terrible, but then again, I don't do much electronics building in the summer when I'm out chasing marmots and doing stuff like that. But now that it's winter, maybe it's time to build some electronic things. Maybe it's time to build some boxes. I like boxing. What kind of box do I need? Oh, and that reminds me, hey Neff, if you're listening, did you build that ring modulator yet? Ring modulators are easy. Maybe I'll just build one and send it to him. Huh, that's an idea. And now that my brain is in that mode, didn't I need to build something to hook something up to my Raspberry Pi? What was I gonna do with that? And I found that special connector. Oh yeah, I needed the connector to hook up to the funky drum machine. Oh yeah. Somehow in my mind I got this idea that I'm gonna trigger this funky drum machine from my Pi, which means I'm gonna have to write a sequencer for my Pi, which shouldn't be any problem. But yeah, now I gotta get the special connector, then I gotta solder this and solder that to the connector and do this and do that and the other thing, and yeah, huh. I wonder if I have all the parts I need for that. You know, I'm gonna go see if I got all the parts I need, and while I'm doing that, why don't you listen to this?
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Both cats were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Both cats were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Both cats were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Both cats were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
I missed it, guys. Try it again. Hi, I'm Eddie Idle. I-D-L-E. No, it's not my real name. Before this, I was Chaney Link in the prisons. That wasn't my real name either.
Give me an E.
I guess that wasn't a very good name. Probably because I thought of it before I found Mertz. Everything was bad then, before Mertz. We couldn't get any material to perform. And arguments broke out on stage. Guys were taking equipment home, not bringing it back. Maybe you read about it.
No, we hated each other.
The prisms, you guys aren't even the prisms. Well, anyway.
Sorry, Eddie, I wasn't following.
These guys don't even read.
That sucks.
Yeah. Then I happened to buy a tin of Mertz, the tiny brain-shaped tablet that makes up your mind. Well, that changed everything, I guess. I ditched the band. I changed my name, got these guys together, switched to keyboards. Now I'm Eddie Idle, completely famous, with a future that's economically secure.
That's gonna be a great song.
You know, you guys can get your life in gear too, but first, you've gotta get your mind in gear with Mertz. Mertz makes up your mind. Okay, guys, let's do another take on Rolling Down the River.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs. Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
Breaking news, Michael Jackson is still dead. You are listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. This is Anon Radio. And boy, oh boy, you're not going to believe this, but I lost the agenda. Oh, wait. Here it is. I knew it couldn't have gone far. What's next? I really need to get back to working on some of these games that I've got laying around here. As you know, from listening to this show every day, because I know you do, I'm a huge game fan. I like to play games, I like to make up games, and I like to just read game rules for no reason sometimes. But I've got a bunch of stuff around here, some half-finished projects that I really need to deal with and iron some of these problems out and get some of these things wrapped up. And of course, when I say games, I do not, in fact, mean video games. I do not do video games. I do not play video games. I do not write video games. But this is not to say that I never have. Back in the olden days, I used to write video games. And the best one I ever wrote. Oh boy. Should I tell you all about it? Yes, I should. The best video game I ever wrote was called Space Blasters, and you can play that on the Apple II platform in high resolution graphics. I can't remember exactly how high the high resolution was, but it's pretty laughable today. It was less than 640 by 480, I can tell you that much. I remember the low-res graphics were like 40 by 23, but the high-res graphics were, it was probably around the 200 and something by 100 and something. I don't really remember, but, this was the greatest video game ever. Basically, though, it was a one-player scrolling shooter, I guess is how you would describe it today. And basically, it worked like this. You were a little spaceship. And this spaceship was just a triangle, and it kind of looked like the asteroid's spaceship. This spaceship started on the left-hand side of the screen, and on the right-hand side of the screen was a wall that traversed the entire screen, top to bottom. Now, you could control the spaceship via the keyboard or the paddle controller. Remember paddle controllers? I bet you don't. Or a joystick, and basically you could control the ship going up and down, and you could shoot your laser beam, and it had a laser beam that shot out the front. But that was all you could control. The ship continually moved forward towards that wall, and if the ship hits the wall, you die. And the object of the game, of course, then, is to shoot a hole in the wall that's large enough for you to fly through, and hopefully you can do that before you crash into it. And then as you clear screens, the spaceship progressively gets faster, plus then other objects start appearing on the screen, little cubes or little squares would show up, and if you ran into them, your ship would blow up. And that didn't quite work quite right because the vectors were weird and I didn't have. But if you, and sometimes these magic little squares would just appear on you for no reason because it was entirely random. And boy, it took me from the very beginning till the final version. And there were a few final versions because there was all kinds of screwy stuff. Once I started getting levels up, it was not good. It did not work well after you got past about the third or fourth level. But anyway, yes, Space Blasters. Yes, I realize it was simple and kind of a stupid thing, but you need to realize that I was 11 years old. I was 11. How many video games did you write when you were 11 years old? And how good were they? Were they super exciting? Were they high resolution graphics? Yes, I don't think I've actually... No, I know that I haven't written a video game since then. I've written some computer games, but... No spaceships flying around in space trying to blast a hole in the wall. Yeah, it's two-dimensional space. Can't we just fly around the wall somehow? We don't... who knows? And that's why I don't make video games anymore. Although, I will have to admit that I do get tempted from time to time. And when I say from time to time, I mean within the last year. And only because, as you know, I use a Raspberry Pi to both as my main computer and to do this radio program. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee on and on radio. My name is Tobe. And what was I talking about? Video games. Yes, there is some kind of video game programming environment that is built into this Pi. What is it called? It's one of these. I got all of these funky little icons on my desktop. I don't know what they are because I'm not an icon guy. The only reason I even bring up a desktop is so I can open up two terminal windows and get dirty on the command line. So if I really wanted to, you know, I could crack this open and start programming up some games in Python. I do know a little bit of Python. I've been messing around with it, and like all computer languages, I don't particularly feel like I need to learn it because it seems obvious once you get it going, and I just have questions. How do I do this? I just need to know this command. I look it up. Okay, fine. Programming is programming. Do-do-do-do-do. Clickety-click. Clickety-click. Oh, look at me. I'm hacksawing. Most of my Python programming so far has been limited to doing crazy things with my PyGlow. If you don't know what a PyGlow is, it's a little board that you can buy from Pi Moroni. They're about 15 pounds. And it's just a tiny little board that's got 18 LEDs on it. And you just plug that right onto your Raspberry Pi. And then you can program in Python. And you can make all the little lights come on and off and flash and do crazy things. And you know how much I like LEDs. I love my PyGlow. This is the coolest thing ever. The greatest accessory for the Raspberry Pi, in my humble opinion. And that's only because I love LEDs so much. In fact, I think I'm going to play with my PyGlow right now because as I look at the clock, I notice that we're creeping up on 2000 hours UTC. And that means that this show is over. But even though today is New Year's Eve on the Occidental calendar, we should be getting a sound show, genre, mix, and discussion with DJ Barnacle coming up next. So stay tuned for that. And I don't even know. That's about it. Come and see me tomorrow. Okay, I'm out of here. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.